The Alaska Ocean Observing System recently rolled out a new information hub that's all about beluga whales. The Cook Inlet Beluga Ecosystem Portal is a one-stop shop for beluga data that its creators hope will help scientists and the public make more informed decisions in the future. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
From aerial views of Alaska's coastline to environmental data to social statistics, the new Beluga Ecosystem Portal has a lot of information.
So the intention of the portal is to provide a user-friendly location that anybody from a researcher to an environmental manager to the general public could go and access information that's freely available.
Stacy Buckaloo is a project coordinator with Axiom Data Science, which designed the portal.
It pulls information primarily from the Cook Inlet beluga whale sighting database that was funded by the National Marine Fisheries Service that integrates about 10 years of their aerial surveys of beluga whales, as well as land-based beluga whale surveys by a number of other projects.
The portal also includes environmental data not specific to whales, like ocean temperature trends over time, water salinity stats, and more.
We are expecting that it's really going to help ecosystem-based management.
That's Holly Kent, Director of Administration and Outreach for the Alaska Ocean Observing System, or AOOS.
Where do the beluga normally hang out, and what time of year, and what kind of ocean conditions are happening, you know, when they're in this particular area, and that might help us to make a plan about when we should have ship traffic going by, for instance, or something like that.
She says there are a few stakeholders AOOS hopes will be able to use the portal immediately, like the Alaska Coastal Impact Assistance Program, Alaska's Comprehensive Wildlife Conservation Plan, and the National Fish Habitat Action Plan, among others. Buckaloo says online information hubs like this one have been gaining in popularity for groups like these in recent years.
It's a new way that we're accessing technology in the scientific world, and I think also in the public arena.
And Kent says it's a step in the right direction from the days of calling agency after agency asking the same questions.
So it could take weeks or months to get all that information together, but now anybody in an agency or anywhere else can just go right to our website and they can do all of that.
More information can be found at portal.aoos.org. In Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.